So tell me this here, not to get off the subject, but like, who you think is the probably the best quarterback in the league right now? Who you think right now going is the best quarterback in the game right now?
Best quarterback in the game.
Best quarterback.
Overall.
Overall, hands down, not the best offense, the best quarterback.
The best quarterback is by far a tie between Patrick Mahomes and Russell Wilson to me. Like, Patrick Mahomes is exciting. He's a new kid on the block, all that stuff. But still,
he got the best offense.
He got the best receivers and best everything else. But when it comes down to it, I need a play. I need three. I need a 35. I want Russell.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm at. That's very debatable.
I want Russell Wilson.
Like, if you gave, like, I know he got DK. But don't you think if you gave Russell Wilson, Tyreek Hill, Edwards Alaire.
I don't think Russell Wilson would have the arm. I don't think he would have the arm capabilities of Patrick Mahomes with those guys. Know. But he would be
he
throws a deep ball so good, he would be way more dangerous because he would throw more of them.
Yeah, that's like, it's crazy how that worked. Like, he had never won, like, Russell Wilson had never won the MVP.
No.
But he had some great years.
Great years.
Legendary. With no name, like, best wide receiver, Doug Baldwin.
Undrafted. Stanley.
And you know, like, Tyler Lockett basically is a Doug Baldwin type. Just got speed.
Yeah. He was a return specialist.
Yeah.
Return specialist out of Kansas State.
Yeah.
In his rookie year, he just lit it up.
So you saying?
But out of that, who would you say? Who would you say? Okay, I would say Patrick Mahomes, Russell Wilson, to me, are the best quarterbacks in the league. But gun to head, if I had to pick a quarterback on a 3rd-and-5,
but you know it was a trap. Nah, I said that's it.
I'm pretty sure you had some point to make, but gun to head, I want Russell Wilson because I think Russell Wilson could do.
Why?
More. He's more creative.
Why you didn't name Lamar Jackson?
Because Lamar Jackson will throw the ball on the ground. Lamar Jackson will panic. Lamar Jackson
that
will.
That speed Lamar Jackson got, you wouldn't want that?
Huh?
Late in the game, you wouldn't want that speed?
Oh, that speed's great. But you asked me who I felt was the best quarterback in the game right now.
You don't think he's up there? He's the reigning MVP.
Stud.
But how much of a stud is he?
His year that he had was better than the two quarterbacks that I'm talking about last year.
So why he's not in your top two?
He wasn't in my top two last year.
But why though?
Because
he's the MVP.
He's not the best quarterback in the league.
Okay, case closed.
Yeah, that's not even an argument to me.
I know. It's not. It's not.
So you asked me this to diss Lamar Jackson yet again.
Because I know he's not that good. Because he's not your top two.
Stop right there.
He's
stop right there. So okay, this was to loop me into the whole Lamar Jackson thing.
There you go.
So this is a Ravens, this is an AFC North thing. So tell me this right here. Did Lamar Jackson win the MVP?
Yes.
Did the Ravens have the best record in the league?
Not that.
One of the best records in the league?
Yeah, they had one of them.
Okay. So are you telling me that he not deserved to be the MVP of the league last year? Did he deserve to be the MVP of the league last year?
He deserved it because he got it. Yes. Yes. No, I
Is there any debate with that?
I can't take no MVP away from him.
Is there any debate with that?
But what I'm saying
is there any debate that he won the MVP?
No, there's no debate.
So, how many MVP players are on your football team?
None.
Saying something, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
But No,
Barton and Case closed, just like you
Case
said.
Case can't be closed.
How not?
Because he's the MVP. Everybody talk about him, but when it comes down to it, don't nobody want him as a quarterback.
No, so you're looking at it different.
I'm looking at it right.
You can't compare apples to oranges, yeah. You can't do that.
He's not even a pair.
You can't do that, man.
He's not a pair. You don't do that. You wouldn't even take him in your top five.
Okay, listen, check. Nah, he's not in my top five. As for, well, you know what? Let's break it down. Let's go through it. Let's go through it. Pat Mahomes. Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
Who you coming with third?
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers.
Big Ben.
No.
What?
Top four?
My top four.
Okay.
Mine now. I ain't ask you. I'm talking about mine.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. You got. We got Pat Mahomes, Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, Big Ben.
Yes, sir.
And who's in your top five? Who's
Now we getting to the milk, the meat and potatoes. Now that's I got to think on the last.
No, you got to find somebody better than Lamar. Is what you got to do.
What you mean? Find somebody.
Find me. You name four. Find me another quarterback better than Lamar Jackson, the MVP, the reigning MVP of the league.
Tom Brady.
Stop it, BA.
He's not even in the top five. So you take last drive,
man.
Last drive to go. You gonna take Lamar Jackson or Brady to win your Super Bowl for the Titans? I'm asking you a question now.
Nah, I'm going with history on that.
What you mean?
I'm going. Depending on the circumstances.
Are you going in the last drive? Are you gonna take anybody in my top five? You'll put Lamar Jackson over Big Ben on the last drive.
Yes.
You would?
Yes. Bomb. Yes. Yes.
Boy.
Now I'm playing.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we all like Lamar Jackson. He's a nice athlete and quarterback. But is he the guy you want leading your team to win a Super Bowl? And would you trust in him?
Yeah, I can answer. Listen,
I'm just saying, because I'm in the business to root for my team trying to win a Super Bowl.
I'm going to stop you right there. If you did not have a quarterback, would you readily accept Lamar Jackson as your QB?
No, I don't want him.
Stop it. Now, see, now you can't.
I'm telling you why.
This not even a real conversation if you saying you won't take Lamar Jackson.
I don't want Lamar Jackson. We had Cordell Stewart.
Stop.
We had Slash. I don't want that.
Okay, you got Doug Hodges and Mason Rudolph. Do you want Lamar Jackson?
No, I'm saying, if preferably I want a pass thrower that's going to hit some receivers downfield, not no tight end doing no drag routes across the field.
Okay, so you got, again, Pat Mahomes, Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, Big Ben, Tom Brady. Name the next guy, if ain't Lamar Jackson.
Nah, Lamar Jackson is in there. He's up in there.
And you know it's a toss up. When you put Brady in there, you just did that on legacy. You not a Brady fan. You know Brady ain't hitting on nothing.
But right I'm there. Saying, like, what are our expectations?
And let me take that back. I said Brady ain't hitting on nothing. I'm not saying that. Brady is not the same.
No, but what I'm saying is, what are our expectations out of our quarterbacks that we want leading our teams?
They need to start around where Lamar Jackson is producing it.
Lamar Jackson don't throw the receivers, though.
His team winning.
So would you rather have y'all quarterback right now or Vince Young? Because Vince Young was a winner. Like,
man, listen.
He was a winner.
You know how to ask me that question.
He's a winner. He was a winner.
Don't ask me that question, because.
But how far did he go?
Temperamental, he couldn't hold it together.
Because it's more to that position than just, like, I watched that gimmicky offense the Ravens got. Fake the ball to the dive. He run back. That's that college style.
It's the misdirection kind of stuff.
I just don't think that's going to win no Super Bowl. Me personally. I don't think he's going to win a Super Bowl. I just don't. It's a gimmick offense. He's never going to beat Mahomes like that. I don't think he can beat Mahomes like that. Because once
he's not playing defense.
But listen.
He's not playing defense.
No, it ain't about that.
But he looked bad offensively.
It's not about him playing defense. It's about him scoring touchdowns. When the sorry Chiefs defense hold you to three, then go get seven, and they do that two times, it's over. He don't have the tools in the shed to come back. And I see that. Like, all the Pittsburgh Steelers got to do is stop him.
How the conversation go?
You know what I'm saying? Like, when it come down to it, if we in a big game in the playoff or in that last game for the division, if we get the lead on him, they done. Just let the – don't even go for the run. Just they not trying to run the ball. You can't run the ball down 14.
No.
And then that's where he's handicapped.
Now, I'll say this. You're a Lamar hater.
I'm not a Lamar
hater. No, you're a Lamar hater. You are a Lamar hater. But I will say this. Down 14 puts him in a bad situation because, one, you can't run the ball. And, two, if you're only going to throw the ball across the field to the tight end or a slash route cross, how are you actually going to score me if – you can't drive the ball down the field.
And it ain't because the Ravens ain't got speed. They got speed, but it's the offense. It's a gimmicky offense. Like Big Ben, we get down 14, I believe in Big Ben can come back. Right?
Because he's tossing the ball down the field.
Because he can throw.
Yeah, he can throw.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't understand, like, what I don't know if he's the...
Your expectation is you want to see that style of football that you're accustomed to in Pittsburgh because Big Ben pushes the ball down the field, gets numbers.
I want to see it. I mean, Big Ben used to be a mobile player.
The thing I like about Big Ben, and I'll say this, is he gives himself an opportunity. Those Sundays when it don't work out, you're like, what is he thinking? What is he doing? But he never sits back and doesn't go for it all. He goes for it. And I do like that about him. He goes for it because how many times do you watch a game and you be like, why did they just try? They're so conservative. It's like they play scared to lose. And Big Ben never plays scared to lose. He goes for it.
Yeah.
So I like that about him. But you can stop hating on Lamar Jackson, man. Period.
Well, I'm like,
MVP, man. What can you argue with that? You ain't got an MVP on your league, on your team.
No need now. You got two Super Bowls that I done seen with my own two eyes.
Third year in the league.
Damn, man.
Third year in the league. Quit hating on the guy, man.
He's a bum.
Support the black quarterback, man. Quit being a hater.
I'm
man.
Not supporting you nothing.
You part of the problem, man. Black lives matter, bro.
It ain't got nothing to do with it.
I know.
Russell Wilson is the truth.
Just wanted to get that in there.
But Russell Wilson is the truth.
Aaron Rodgers playing ball at high level, too.
Right. I know. That's why I put that out there.
Tonight's games are going to be, yeah, that's crazy, man. That's crazy.